Daniel stood firm because he also studied the Word of God. He was in the Word a lot, constantly. Since he knew the Scriptures, he could confidently stand on the truth when challenged or questioned by a sinful society. And Daniel loved the Lord. I mean, Daniel's devotion to God and his Word empowered his commitment. And Daniel was committed to obeying God. He didn't just know the Word and love the Lord, he proved it with his obedience.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for taking time to listen to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're talking about the courage to stand. That's right, the courage to stand. You know, a conviction is a belief that is considered true and worthy of maintaining, regardless of the consequences. However, in our world today, we live in a generation that's being persuaded that there are no absolute moral truths. Oh, no, there aren't. Instead of relying upon the truths in the Bible, each person is left to decide what is right in his or her own eyes. Because today, seemingly, there are no standards, and our society has become ungodly, immoral, unsafe, and worthy of God's judgment. We need to turn from this dangerous situation and stand firmly, without compromise, for our biblical beliefs. Daniel in the Old Testament is a perfect example of a man who lived according to his strong scriptural convictions. Daniel was willing to stand for them, even when doing so could have cost him his life. Courage is needed to fulfill God's assignments for each and every one of our lives. When King Nebuchadnezzar conquered the nation of Israel, he took several young people to Babylon to train and indoctrinate into the Babylonian culture. And Daniel, a teen at that time, remained in Babylon through the reigns of Nebuchadnezzar, his son Belshazzar, Darius the Mede, and Cyrus the Persian. Although Daniel was a foreigner, he greatly influenced all four kings and became a person of great authority. Because he never backed down from his convictions, the phrase, "the God of Daniel," echoed in the chambers of those pagan kingdoms. To resist the temptations to compromise our standards, dear ones, we need to follow Daniel's godly example to see how he stood up for his convictions when he was a teenager. A kid. I mean, early in his life, Daniel made up his mind to live as a Hebrew and keep the law of Moses. His first test came when he was given food and wine from the king's table. Since this food had been offered to idols, Daniel requested a diet of vegetables and water. After 10 days, the king's official found that Daniel and his friends looked healthier than the other youths. And we also need to follow Daniel's example in that he was convinced that he should be a godly example to others. You know, Daniel's determination to live in obedience to God set an example for the other Jewish youths who were living in that heathen society. We need to follow Daniel's example because he knew God would hear and answer his prayers. Daniel had the boldness to hold firm to his convictions and even risk requesting a different diet, since the Lord is committed to answering the prayers of his children who walk in obedience. We can also have this same conviction. Daniel was also committed to being true to the word of God, and so should we. When Nebuchadnezzar had an alarming dream in Daniel chapter 4, the Lord gave Daniel the horrifying interpretation. And at that moment, Daniel had to decide whether he would tell the king the truth or conceal it. But despite the danger, Daniel held to his persuasions and delivered the Lord's message to the king. This young man had the courage to stand for what was right, even though the king could have eliminated him. Daniel had a conviction that he was not going to bow down to any other god either for that point. I mean, at that point, Daniel's three friends who shared his beliefs were put to the test. When Nebuchadnezzar made an image, an idol to himself, he commanded all the people to bow down to it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused, even though they faced being thrown into a burning furnace. They believed the Lord could deliver them, and they were willing to die rather than to bow down to any other false god. And Daniel was fully persuaded that God would protect him no matter what. Daniel could not be bought off or frightened into compromise because he had nothing to fear as long as his convictions were founded on God's word. Now, Daniel was motivated and compelled to stand firm because he was taught well by his parents. Having grown up in Jerusalem, Daniel learned to obey the Mosaic law. Daniel stood firm because he also studied the Word of God. He was in the Word a lot, constantly. Since he knew the Scriptures, he could confidently stand on the truth when challenged or questioned by a sinful society. And Daniel loved the Lord. I mean, Daniel's devotion to God and his word empowered his commitment. And Daniel was committed to obeying God. He didn't just know the word and love the Lord. He proved it with his obedience, even to the point of receiving death sentences for it. But God brought him through it all. What were the consequences of Daniel's courageous stand for God? Well, as we look back on Daniel's life, we can see the results of his faithfulness in these following ways. First of all, he remained obedient to God. Daniel won his first battle when he refused to defile himself with the king's food. But that was just the beginning of his lifelong obedience to God. Daniel influenced his companions to do the very same. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego followed Daniel's example of obedience in refusing to eat the king's food. And they were all blessed by God for their faithfulness to him. Also, Daniel's obedience opened the doors of opportunity to counsel and influence kings. Think about it. If Daniel had chosen to blend into the culture, the kings probably would not have noticed him. But because he was a person of character who stood up for his convictions, the kings heard about the one true God. Amen. And as believers today, we also can make a great impact in others' lives by boldly living for Christ without compromising our values. God gave Daniel favor with those kings. Although Daniel was a foreigner who held firmly to his Hebrew beliefs, he was promoted to the highest places of authority by every king he served. Praise God. I mean, instead of persecuting him for speaking the truth, they raised him up. That's God at work, dear ones. And God endowed him with one of the most important prophecies in his word. Because Daniel had remained a trustworthy and obedient servant in the midst of this Babylonian culture, the Lord God entrusted him with amazing prophecies about future events. Let me just wind this up by talking about your convictions. Dear ones, God is looking for people like Daniel, followers of Jesus Christ, who will stand by their godly convictions, even in the face of threat or temptation to compromise for profit. God's looking for a faithful few, a faithful remnant. So use your God-given convictions to guide your actions, dear ones, in a lost and dying culture. There are those who are listening today who have never made Jesus Christ their personal Savior or Lord. Let me just talk to you for a moment. You may have been listening to this podcast for the first time today, or maybe you've been listening in for weeks or months, maybe even the last couple years. But you've not taken that step. You've not crossed the line to accepting Jesus Christ into your heart and life as your Savior and Lord. You can do it right now. Oh, dear ones, if you feel a gentle pulling at your heartstrings to open your heart to Jesus, know that that's His Holy Spirit dealing with you ever so lovingly and ever so gently. Will you receive Jesus right now? Will you? Here's how you can receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. First of all, you need to admit your need by saying, "Yes, God, this is hard. Yes, I am a sinner." And then you need to be willing to turn from your sins, dear one. And that's what repent means. Repent means to change your mind, to turn away from your sin and toward God, and ask for God's forgiveness right now. And then you need to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, bearing your sins, and that He rose from the grave on the third day. And then finally, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come in and to control your life through the Holy Spirit. Receive Him into your heart today as Lord and Savior. Now you can pray. And all you need to do is open your heart, dear ones. Pray this with all of your heart. And repeat after me. Dear God in heaven. Yes, that's right. Pray it with me. Dear God in heaven, Lord, I know that I am a sinner, and I want to turn from my sins. And God, I ask for your forgiveness. I do believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I do believe that Jesus died for my sins and that you, Father God, raised Him to life on the third day. And I want Jesus to come into my heart right now and to take control of my life. I want to trust you, Lord Jesus, as my Savior and follow you as my Lord from this day forward. And I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. I thank you and praise you, my Lord and my God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Oh, praise God, dear one. If you've prayed that prayer, this is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. The Bible says if anyone comes to Christ, he is a new creation. Those old things in your life have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. You've taken the biggest step of your lifetime, dear one. And to deepen your relationship with Christ, you should read your Bible every day to know Jesus better. And also talk to God in prayer every single day. Then you need to tell others about Christ. Tell other people about the decision you've made to receive Jesus today. Lots of people will just rejoice over you and love on you. Others may mock you and make fun of you. That's all part of it, dear one. But tell other people about what Jesus has done in your heart this very day. And then worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church where God's word is preached and where people love God and where they love each other. And finally, you are a representative of Jesus. You're his ambassador right now on this earth. And as Christ's representative in a needy and hurting world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. Praise God. If you have more questions, if you want to learn more, contact me at my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and say, Tony, I prayed that prayer with you to receive Jesus as my Savior and Lord, and I will send you free of charge, postage paid, some resources to get you started in your walk with Christ. Praise God. I'm rejoicing with you, my friend. And I also have a brand new book that just came out just a couple of weeks ago. It's my 12th book, and I'm really proud of this one. It's called Healing Handbook. The subtitle is Getting Healed Jesus Way. Healing Handbook by Anthony Sluzes can be found at Amazon.com, and it comes in paperback and in Kindle format. You can also find it at my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Healing Handbook, Getting Healed Jesus Way. Buy several copies. Hey, it's the holiday season. Buy a copy for yourself. Buy several more for friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, classmates. Healing Handbook will be a blessing to people who are maybe struggling with illness or with addiction or with some sort of bondage, whether to drugs, alcohol, pornography, cursing, swearing, lust, whatever the case may be. Buy Healing Handbook, Getting Healed Jesus Way. I'm telling you, I believe it really will be a blessing to you and to your loved ones. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always give you, may his smiling countenance always be upon you, and may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.